Blog Talk Radio.
And you're coming to you live from the Hard Love Radio Show, coming to you live from Starbucks in Atlanta, Georgia. I'm just taking it easy. And we'll sit back and play for you some nice music. Just hold on for 1 second. I appreciate you guys for your cooperation. Right now, I'm just coming to you live. I'm actually doing my radio show. I'm just going to say hello to one of my friends. Yeah, so this is actually one of my friends. So you guys are actually hearing things live right now coming to you from Atlanta, Georgia. I just want to send out a shout out to all my friends and my supporters, those who actually listen to the radio show. I appreciate you so much. You know, just want to just sit back and relax. And I just want to leave some poetry to you a little bit while we just sit here and chill in Starbucks. Now, I know I did say I wasn't planning on coming back to Starbucks, but I got to tell you this. Recognize change. Recognize change. I'm going to read some to you. This is entitled Recognize Change. You know, how many of you are dealing with change right now? And this is what this says. Proverbs 3:5-6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. And all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Ecclesiastes 3, verses 1 through 8 says this. To everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven, a time to be born, and a time to die, a time to plant, and a time to pluck what is planted, a time to kill, and a time to heal, a time to break down, and a time to build up, a time to weep. Now you got to listen to me. Repeat it again. A time to weep, and there also comes a time to what? There also comes a time to laugh. A time to mourn, and a time to dance, y'all. A time to cast away stones, and a time to gather stones. A time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to gain, and a time to lose. A time to keep, and a time to throw away. A time to tear, and a time to sow. A time to keep silent, and a time to speak. A time to love, and a time to hate. A time of war, and a time of peace. Change is something that we as human beings sometimes try to avoid, but cannot. Sometimes we are faced with decisions we do not want to make. Other times, we just do not want to have to start all over again. Whatever you are dealing with in your own life, remember that change is not always bad. The blessing might come from a particular change, even though you do not see it. But be encouraged and know that the Lord, thy God, your God, is with you in this change, and that he will not leave you nor forsake you. I hope that encourages you guys. Recognizing change brings forth a reaction, whether good or bad. When change comes, some of us run from it so we won't have to deal with it. But no matter how much you run from it, you will have to deal with it. Change isn't always bad. Neither is disappointment. You going to have disappointments in life. It's the way you deal with them. Change is inevitable. You just grow into it. And I hope that that touches your life, that touches your heart in some kind of way. You know, this is the Heart Love Radio Show, and I try to keep everything new and fresh for you guys. So just sit back and relax. You know, we are coming to you live from the Heart Love Radio Show, and we are coming to you live from we're coming to you live from Starbucks. Just sit back, guys, and relax. If you want to hit me up at gwriteonline@yahoo.com. We're coming to you live, playing some good music and all that good stuff. So I hope you guys are sitting back and relaxing. I just want to thank you, Father, you guys, for listening to Blog Talk Radio. I'm just going to just tell you a little bit about what I'm going through, a little bit what I'm dealing with in my own life. You know, I am going through changes right now. But God is, how many of you know that God is definitely able to do everything he says he'll do? And for those of you who want the Frappuccino, don't forget to go by your nearest Starbucks. Lady Flavor, I just want to give a shout out to Lady Flavor. I appreciate you guys for listening right now. I'm getting everything together for you guys. So I just need you guys to sit back and just chill. Can I shout out to Poetic Soul? What's going on, PF? Also, can't forget my girl. I'm not going to give her Janine Lynch. What's up, Janine Lynch? We also know her as what, y'all? What do we know her as? What's her nickname? I'm not going to say it, but I know you're listening. She's going to be talking to her in a minute. But you can visit her out at myspace.com/SultryJL. SultryJL. You know, guys, I just want you to encourage you guys to vote. You know, I'm not going to make this into a political show or anything like that. I just want to encourage you right now to vote. Vote. You know, your voice counts. So just sit back and relax a while. Get things together here on this end. You know, I'm just coming to you live again from Starbucks. Just, you know, just relax and just check out the scenery here. Things are really, 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 really beginning to work out and get started here. So just sit back and relax, y'all. Just sit back and relax. Let me also say this to you. If you'd like to check my website out, feel free to at gwriteonline.com. That's gwriteonline.com. And that is www.gwriteonline.com. I just want to encourage you today, take some time out there right now, pray, whatever it is that you're dealing with, once you give it over to the Lord. Just give it over to the Lord. That's all you got to do. But I am sitting here, and when asking, if you wonder what you can do to make a difference, we'll make a difference. Don't feel this, so that's nothing like the time. Just come out of Starbucks. Wherever you feel like you like the atmosphere, and just sit back, relax, listen to some good music. It's a good place to network. You know, now it would be nice to have a nice spot like this, whereas we as Christians can just come out and sit down and just relax. Now, I know you guys are waiting for the music. We're going to get there with the music in a few minutes, so I appreciate you being patient. I appreciate that. You know, you just know that it is happening. It is coming. But, you know, what do you do when people, guys, I mean, we're all going to change right now. Let me ask this question. How do you deal when... Start with that. How do you guys deal when you see the change is coming? See change coming, right? Like right now, I'm sitting up here in Starbucks, and I look outside, and I can see the wind. I see the trees are blowing. I can tell that we definitely have rain on the way. But my question for you is, how do you deal when you see that rain is coming? You see that things are coming. You see the signs that the storm is on its way. Do you prepare? Are you prepared for whatever storm you might go in the going through? Are you prepared? That's my question for you right now. Are you prepared for it? You see the signs. You see that things are happening. You see that things are beginning to change. People are beginning to change. The situation surrounds are beginning to change. The question is, what do you do? The question is, what do you do? You know, so I know there's some noise in here at Starbucks where I'm at right now. But when you see a change, are you prepared? So today I'm trying to make some reason that hopefully will encourage you. And the question that I want you guys to ask yourself is this: are you prepared? Are you prepared for the change that God is bringing into your life? I know for myself now, let me tell you like this. I've been in this place where I've been trying to get things ready and moving it. And I tell myself I've been thinking that I am prepared. When sometimes I haven't been as prepared as I thought I would be. So my question for you is, are you prepared? Are you able to deal with whatever changes that God is bringing into your life? Are you prepared for it? You know, are you prepared for it? You know, that's the biggest thing that I want you guys to ask yourself. Am I prepared for it? Because if you prepare, guys, when it comes, when the storm comes, guess what? If you're going to be mounted in the word of God, if you're going to be mounted in the truth that you know that God is who he said, and he said that he is, he will never leave you nor forsake you. Are you prepared for this storm? You know, it's like I said, changes are never, changes are going to happen. And I'm the first one to tell you, let you guys know, that for myself, you know, definitely, I was definitely not one who was into a bunch of change. I didn't like the whole bunch of change. I didn't like dealing with the whole bunch of change. But I'm here to let you know that at some point, man, that said, okay, God, you know, I want to be ready. And sometimes we might think that we are ready, but we really are not as ready as we think we are. You know what I gotta say? It's just for myself, just being ready has been something else. So when you see that things are beginning to change, when you see that your life is changing, when you see that relationships and friendships are changing, when you see all these different things are changing, what do you do? What do you do? And that's the question. What do you do when you see that change is coming? Are you weathering the storms in your life? Are you weathering the storms that you're going through? Are you dealing with the storms that are in your life? Are you dealing with the people who are coming in and out of your life? Are you dealing with this stuff? I'm going to let you guys know that if you would deal with this stuff, if you would spend the time and pray, and spend time with God, and spend time with His Word, guess what? When that change begins to form, you're going to weather that storm. You're going to weather that challenge. And that's why I want to encourage you guys to weather your storm and make sure you're ready for your own personal storm. That's the big thing. Are you ready for your storm? You know, so I hope this thing for you guys. I hope that you guys are ready for whatever it is that you're going through. I have to tell you guys, personally, today was a day where I really had to go through some stuff, where I had to stand up, where I had to believe, and that God would do the things that He said He would do in my life. And so, was I ready for my storm? I'm not sure, but I'm still pretty much going through it, but I'm encouraged because of some of you guys who have actually listened to the show, those of you who have actually prayed for me, those of you who have actually said, you know what, Jesus, we believe in you. And because you guys believe in me, guess what? I'm able to stand because I know you guys believe in me. So I appreciate you guys. You know, I have a caller on live and it goes to live. Hello, you are live on the Hard Love Radio Show.
What's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, TAZ?
Man, I've been on the line for an hour.
You know what? I need you to bring it in today. I need you to just keep that stuff between us today. Okay, how about that?
You read from a E-Classic 6. Was that 6?
Say again?
You read from Ecclesiastes, right?
No.
Wasn't it time to die, time to...
Put a mic down, PAZ. I don't understand what you're saying.
I said, you read from the Bible, right?
No. Oh, from the barber?
Yeah, you quoted, time to die, time to sow, time to, you know, laugh, or time to cry, time to build up, you know.
Turn your mic down, T, because you're so loud in my ear right now.
My mic is down.
Is it
down? I'm on five.
Okay, you're on five. Well, bring it down to four.
You might need to turn your volume down.
Let's see, you did something to your volume, don't you?
No, I got a new headset that's probably clear.
Okay, that's good. Now I hear my thing. Guys, this is my big brother, T-A-Z. What's going on, T-A-Z?
Not much, man.
Now, you guys remember, you know the history between T-A-Z and I. So I'm not even go with that. Y'all know about TAZ. TAZ is not new to the Hard Love Radio Show.
Yeah, but you read that time to die, time to time to laugh or time to cry. We used to say that when we were little, when I was living at home with my mom, and I think that's Ecclesiastes 6. If I'm not mistaken.
Hey, man, you know, I'm saying I've been through all that. You know, we talked. I've been through all that. I've been through all of that.
Especially over at my house, time to eat.
I know, yeah. When I come over there, it is time to eat. I'm hungry right now. It is time to eat.
But no, I called in just to say what's up. Wish the Heart of Love Show,
I gotta tell you guys this, because I'm beginning to build up a fan base. So I gotta tell you guys have to check out TAZ. This is my other brother from another mother and father. But his show is off the hook. And he's the one who took me in. And actually helped me out. So I just got to say, look, you're my boy.
I'm not going to be on tonight.
Oh, man, wait, you can't be doing that. I'm supposed to be calling in, listening to you tonight.
No, I'm not going to be on tonight. It'll be next week. I got four guests next week.
Oh, man.
And I got a girl from the Netherlands, Cinnamon Brown, and this group, Casual, they were on America Got Talent, the TV show.
Yeah,
they'll be on the show next week.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I'm looking forward to that.
Along with Mark Lacey with his new CD, and along with I got another guest coming on, LC Law, my play daughter from New York, who does mixtapes, and she's a rapper, plus she's an activist for greater good, you know, trying to clean up society and things like that. So she is very positive of her.
Oh man, you know what? You know, see, you are the man.
Just friends with these folks, you know.
Oh yeah.
Trying to do what I do.
And guys, I got to check TAZ out now. Now, mind you, he had his own radio show. He's on ATAZPlive.com, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, no. They're on Blog Talk.
Yes, I'm on Blog Talk as well. That's blogtalkradio.com/ATAZP, and you'll be on my page, and you can see or listen to other shows that I've done.
Man, you know, I just want to say thank you for encouraging me. And, you know, I'm going to tell you about later on what happened today. Well, I think I told you.
Yeah, you called me earlier.
Yeah, I'm going to call you again.
Okay. But I just called to call in and say, hey, what's up? I didn't want to take up the whole show and be there the whole show. So, you know, have a good show, G.
Hey, man.
Talk to you when you call me back again.
Okay, I definitely will, man. I'm going to take care of that.
All right, G.
I appreciate you, bro.
Hey, don't drink too much coffee.
hey, you know what? I got me a main tooth, and they gave me a grande.
It's a little bit too much.
All right, man. Talk to you later, big bro. Peace. Guys, you're going to go to Hay Today. This is Canton Jones. And I have Spicy Reed on the line. And that's my big brother, T.A.Z. And we'll get back to him later on soon, hopefully. But sit back and relax. This is Hay Today, Canton Jones.
My haters gonna have to take a hater break today. I'ma bake a hater cake today. Fry my shake today. Get them a T-bone steak today. We gon' go and play some ball today. And I'ma make sure that I don't ball hog today. Take you to the mall today.
Doing it all today.
We gon' ball till we fall today. I'ma share my world today. And I'ma introduce you to my wife and baby girl today.
And share my girl today.
And how we made a way. And how we made my troubles.
Hey.
This is Hater Day, and instead of wishing that all my haters would laid away, I'ma be like a teacher, I'ma give an A to D, and take the other failing grade away.
I'ma do something good for my haters.
And ask them how they feel today. May even cut their grass today.
Get their trash today.
Or even leave them some cash today.
I will say something nice today.
And I'ma hold my tongue instead of them price today.
Give them the right way.
Cause it's hay today. I'ma pay my haters way. May be hard today. But I'ma absolutely show the love of God today. Help them get a job today. And if they have to, I'll give them a ride in my car today. I'ma have my haters back today. And I'ma keep it real and won't put on no act today. As a matter of fact, I'ma help you win today. The mess ends today. I'ma make you my friend today. Lord, help me with tomorrow.
You guys enjoyed that. That was none other than Sparky D. That was for the street. I don't know if you remember Sparky D from back in the day. She was a was one of the first rappers, female rappers, back in the day, I believe from the New York area. I just wanted to say I appreciate all you guys. I just want to send out special love to Flavor. Flavor, get well. I hope you feel better. We will pray with you right now that Lord Jesus heal her body right now. As she begins vlogging, you know, we're just saying a prayer for you, Flavor, and Spice Cherie on the line. This is just a say holler. We'll quit the spices. Hello, Spice. You are live on the Heart Love Radio Show.
How are you, my dear?
I'm doing fine. How you doing, friend?
I'm okay.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Well, we're
going through life. That's all.
Oh, yeah, I'm coming. You know, I'm coming to you live again from Starbucks. Can you hear me much better this time?
Yeah.
Okay, cool, cool. But you know, we got things started just a little late. I think I gave my dissertation earlier today. So we're gonna keep it going with some music. But we're gonna definitely come back with the piece that you sent me this week, and I'm gonna definitely read that at the top of the show next Tuesday.
Okay. No problem.
No, I want you to sit back. I'm gonna come back and talk to you a little bit, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, yeah. Guys, that was Spicy. That's one of my girls, Spicy and Flavor. And what's up, Recipe Box? That's another one right there. You know, and Lady Flavor, she's online. Appreciate her. Appreciate all the Blog Talk announcers and show hosts and those who actually listen to our shows and supporters. God bless you. Could not do this without you. Right now, I want to play a little bit of this song from Timothy A. Williams. Sometimes we're going through something, and we don't know where to start. But this song says like this, come to the altar. This is Timothy A. Williams. I'm G. Wright. You're listening to Heart of Love Radio Show.
All heavy laden, won't you come? All who are fearful, won't you come? All oppressed, oh, won't you come? Come and lay all your burdens down. Turn that frown all upside down. Feel the glory coming down. Join with the praises all around. Come to the altar. By the blood and made holy. Come and lay all your burdens down. Turn that frown all upside down. Feel the glory coming down. Join with the praises all around. Come to the altar. Come to the altar of the living God. Oh, by the blood and made holy. Come and lay all your burdens down. Turn that frown all upside down. Feel the glory coming down. Joy with the praises all around. Come to the altar. Come to the altar of the living God. Oh, come.
Yo, Duval. We've been sent here to tell the people just don't stop. I know it may seem hard. You may have some cloudy days, but the sun is gonna shine again. I guarantee you, I'm a witness. Just keep your head up.
A scratch beat, he's steady, steady, steady skipping. Even though it tries to play through, like someone put me on repeat. And frustrations, disappointments, and falls. If I could, I would put it all on pause. Rewind, but it all was wrong. Place my finger on search, searching for a new song.
You guys enjoyed that. That was Don't Stop, Dave Hollister. This is one shout out to First Lady Diva. What's going on? And we have Mama, our First Lady, Mama, the one and only Lady Flavor. you know. So I appreciate you guys listening in. And of course, we can't forget Spicy Reed. You know, can't forget Spicy Reed up here. I appreciate all you guys. And just right now, I just want to play something from my CD. This is G Rice, and you are listening to Heart of Love Radio Show, 646-595-4311. And this is His Love Never Ends. Sit back, relax, and enjoy.
Feel like you're on the outside looking in. Feel like you've lost your truest friend. There you come, you let him in the door. Now you know you need him in your life more. Keep on praying, keep on hoping, keep on waiting.
Hello, I appreciate you guys just tuning in to the Heart of Love Radio Show, and I hope you guys are enjoying yourself. First of all, I just have to say I'm very honored that you guys are listening in. I thank you for making the Heart of Love Radio Show your favorite. We're online Tuesdays and Thursdays from 6 to 7. You know, so feel free if you want to have like a suggestion or something like that, or if you have a piece that you'd like for me to feature on the program, you can email me at gwriteonline@yahoo.com. Feel free to visit me, my official website at gwriteonline.com. Also, myspace.com/ The Heart of Love Radio Show. And then myspace.com/ G-Write Sing. So I hope you guys are sitting back and relaxing and enjoying the show so far. You know, first of all, I'd like to tell you, I appreciate your support. Thank you for making my CD a success. You know, as long as it gets out and someone buys it and purchases it and are blessed by it, that blesses my heart as well. So I just want to say thank you so much to all of you guys. You know, right now I'm going to play something from my CD. I have, this is the first time I've actually played it on this show. It's entitled Love Always.
God, he hates his brother. He's a liar. For anyone who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. And he has given us this command. Whoever loves God must also love his brother.
Thank God for that. There's hope in the country of Brazil, I met a young brother that made me feel that I could accomplish anything. You see, just like me, he wanted to think he had no windows and no doors. He lived a simple life and was extremely poor. On top of all of that, he had no eyesight, but that didn't keep him from seeing the light. He said, us are like in the USA, and all I did was complain. Living here is paradise. He taught me paradise is in your mind. You know that there's hope. It doesn't cost a thing to smile. You don't have to pay to laugh. You better thank God for that. There's hope. It doesn't cost a thing to smile. You don't have to pay to laugh. Turn on the TV,
there's hope.
Somebody's acting crazy,
there's hope.
You said it'll drive you crazy,
there's hope.
I'm taking back my power today,
there's hope.
Gas prices, they just keep on rising,
there's hope.
The government, they keep on lying. We gotta keep on surviving, keep living our truth and do the best we can do, cause there's hope. It doesn't cost a thing to smile. You don't have to pay to laugh.
God bless you guys. I appreciate you guys tuning into the Heart of Love Radio Show. I am your host, G. Wright. I just wanted to say thank you to Doug G for being online right now. The Flavor, we have Enchantress in the chat room today. We had First Lady Diva. We have Spicy Reed. So many people, Lady Flavor. I just want to say that I appreciate you for tuning into the Heart Love Radio Show, and if there's something that you can do, I want you to know that God will work out for you. And these have been rough times for all of us, but when God calls you, the question I want to know is, will you say, "I'll go," even throughout different circumstances that you are dealing with? So I just pray that God will touch you, touch your lives right now, touch your hearts right now, and keep you in perfect peace. The Heart Love Radio Show. We will be here every Tuesday and Thursday from 6 to 7. So I definitely look forward to seeing you. God bless you. God bless you. Feel free to email me at gwrightonline@yahoo.com. And also feel free to go to my official website, gwrightonline.com, and purchase my CD, All Things Are Possible. I'm also available on iTunes. God bless you. This next song I'm going to leave you with right now is "I'll Go." This is by Eureka A. Wright. Hope the song blesses you, and I'll see you next. The Heart of Love Radio Show with G. Wright. God bless you.